trouble is that to maintain that side of things?
Okay, the question is, what if you have a NAT box and on the outside, the public IP address side of it, you're using a DHCP address, an address that's dynamically given to you by your internet service provider. Traditionally, typically, from what I've seen in NAT boxes, you have to hard code in the external IP address. But this is trouble if you're getting it dynamically. The new boxes now allow for that. I think my D-Link Wi-Fi hub, it's a combination of a switch, a firewall, a NAT box, and a coffee maker, I think. And it's got, I think you can do DHCP on the outside. So new hardware will allow that. Checkpoint Firewall 1, I don't think so at this point. So there's a need for that, and it's easy to code it, so expect it soon.